Dr. Pisgah dictating a female, I man. Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S. Kimberly Franks is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-2-22. But on that occasion, she was bitten on the right hand by a dog. But as a result, she believes she injured her index finger on the right hand and was seen at the emergency room the same day. She understands her final diagnosis to be, quote, fingertip missing, period, end quote. A week after this, she underwent reconstructive surgery. She then had two follow-up surgeries done for a nail horn. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Ms. Franks was seen at the emergency room on 8-2-22. This was to evaluate a dog bite that bite to the second digit of the right hand. She was up to date herself on rabies vaccinations prophylactically. She was evaluated and the physician spoke with hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. It was noted she did have an avulsion fracture. Scratch that. Actually, don't scratch that. He was advised to follow up with Dr. Sarkos. New paragraph on 8-9-22, Dr. Sarkos performed right index finger distal phalanx bone debridement as well as right index finger V-Y advancement flap. The postoperative diagnosis was partial amputation of the right index finger. Paragraph, Ms. Franks continued to be seen by Dr. Sarkos in follow-up. This included a visit of 8-4-22, which looks like it was before the surgery. He noted a history of left hand cyst removal, comma, left ulnar nerve transposition, comma, cancer, comma, sleep apnea, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, and fatty liver, They elected to pursue surgical intervention. This was in my 8-9-22 report. Ms. Franks had another surgery by Dr. Sarkos on 11-18-22. This involved right index finger germinal matrix excision and distal phalanx bone debridement. The post-operative diagnosis was right index finger retained germinal matrix. She continued to see Dr. Sarkos through 1-1-23. She was doing extremely well and clear to return to work and all activities of daily living with no restrictions. Her incision was well healed and she had mild edema. The remainder of her exam was unimpressive. Paragraph. She was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss on 2-27-23. He noted her course of treatment to date, including the surgeries. He performed a physical exam and noticed there was absence of nail except for a small nail horn on the ulnar side. Red finger shows shortening of the digit consistent with her partial amputation and debridement. There were no signs of dystrophy. Period range of motion of the index finger was slightly diminished. Period. He opined about possible treatment for nail, horn. Period. However, scratch that. On 4/12/23, Dr. Strauss performed excision of the nail horn of the right index finger. Period. She followed up post-operatively through 4/25/23, having undergone occupational therapy. Period. At that point, her sutures were removed. Period. She wanted to transition back to full duty as of 5/1/18 in her position as an animal control agent. Period. She was accommodated in that regard. Period. Actually, instead of 5/1/18, it's 5/1/23. The physical exam, extremities upper inspection revealed amputation of part of the right distal index finger. Period. It was 1 centimeter shorter than the contralateral left. Period. There was no other swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The tip of the index was missing approximately 70% of its length. Period. There was some erythema remaining on the fingertip. Period. There was moderate tenderness, palpation about the fingertip, but nowhere else. Period. She had a positive Tinel's maneuver at the left medial elbow, consistent with her prior history of ulnar nerve issues. Period. DIP flexion of the right index finger was to 25 degrees compared to 90 degrees of normal. Period. Hand dynamometry was somewhat reduced on the right compared to the left. Period. And spine cervical is normal impressions. On 8/2/22, in the course of her employment, Kimberly Franks was bitten by a dog on the right index finger. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and was initiated on conservative care. Period. They did consult with hand specialist Dr. Sarkos over the phone. Period. She saw him on 8/4/22. And then had surgery done on 8/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. Another surgery was done on 11/18/22 to be inserted here. Period. As of 1/1/23, Dr. Sarkos released her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Ms. Franks then had a one-time evaluation with Dr. Strauss on 2/27/23, who found a nail horn. Period. This was surgically excised. Period. Follow-up with him continued through 4/25/23. Period. In paragraph, current examination found amputation of the tip of the right index finger, approximately 70% compared to the opposite. Period. This area was tender and erythematous at the tip. Period. There was decreased range of motion in DIP flexion, but motion of the other joints was full. Period. There was no instability with provocative maneuvers. Period. Exam of the cervical spine was unrevealing. Period. New paragraphs. This case represents 15% permanent partial disability referral to the right index finger. Period. She has been able to return to her former full duty capacity with the insured, speaking to her high functional recovery. Period. And that's the end.